Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This Shelly, you, pretty girl, dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
No news on the women's front.
Well, no news on the women's front, but I do have a question for you. So obviously the portal's open. We talked about how we lost. Did we talk? Was that before? That was before our last show. I know you hopped in from work for like 2 seconds on the impromptu show Bad Night at Thursday, but I think we talked. Wow. I'd like to say for the record, I did not do this. I had nothing to do with this. He was flagging before that. I saw him kept freezing. Well, he heard us talking about the women, and you know, well, it's because it's an opportunity. So, do you think we obviously had a pretty stacked roster last year where we were kind of 9-10 deep? Lamaya's coming back off of a knee injury. We've lost Allie, Jalea, and Kyla. We do have a really good freshman class coming in. Do you think we're coachless? I'm going to put this backstage, actually. He's come back in separately. So, do you think not having a coach is – well, Saint just saw it on Insta. Anyone want to verify this? in terms of Keyshawn declaring?
I can't. Oh, my God.
Wait, what happened? You're frozen again.
Yeah, I can confirm it. He's
all right. There. All right, well –
plans on entering the yeah.
I guess our man John here broke news and Matt is his internet has quit on him. All right. Well, I mean, we kind of expected it.
So if you're seeing that popped up on my thing.
Okay. Not surprising. And does it say if he's signed with an agent or whatever? And I mean, that's okay. Plans on
no, him. it's another Kings page that I follow. So
I don't think that's really news necessarily on the extent that, I mean, we're just saying he's going to, there's no way he's not going to declare. The question is whether or not he comes back after he does.
Yeah.
So if we hear he's signed with an agent and he's not coming back, that's the news part. So the devil's in the details there. Remember, Nigel was in the draft 2 years ago. He's still going to play next year. so it's about, you know, them actually. And some of them do. They declare for the draft, and they're like, hey, I'm signing with an agent. I'm going. And some of them go through process first. I don't – it looks like no one has – Keyshawn himself has not confirmed this.
I'm looking on his Instagram. No, he doesn't have anything posted.
Is this – do you think this is just a follow-on from that French-translated thing that we were talking about earlier? You showed says plans to enter the draft, which doesn't actually say has said or declared or anything.
I mean, we all knew what was going to happen. He's going to, it's like what you said is did he hire an agent?
Right. But I guess what you showed when you held up your phone to the screen was plans to enter the draft sounds an awful lot like the translated version of the French thing we saw.
Yeah, but that was from like 2 days ago.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, they might have just caught wind of it though.
Yeah, I haven't seen.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I would expect him to announce it, or like, you know, Tipton edits or something to say like Keyshawn George is declaring not a Hurricanes fan site necessarily. But we'll anyway, he's going to at some point, even if it's just to test the draft waters. Back to what we're talking about with the women. Matt's got some active birds back there. Well, we'll see. He's going to, because he would be an idiot.
It's all a formality. We all know he's going to do it. The question is, does he hire an agent to make it like not? There's no going back.
Yeah,
or not. So,
well, so back to the question I was asking you, Melissa, before we went off on that basketball related tangent. Do you think it's hurting us right now not to have a coach for women? Because would we be active in the portal right now?
Who knows? We might be. Anyway,
I mean, well, what do you think we need to address? Because we still have two bigs.
It certainly doesn't help right now to not have a coach and be active in the portal. We've talked about it before. We assumed at least one of our bigs was going because we had a lot of guards, so we were assuming people were going to leave, and especially with the class that we have coming in. The roster we have right now, even with the three transfer, and I still think we have a really good roster, especially with the talented freshmen we have coming in. So I'm not concerned. There have been some people that have entered the portal where I'm like, ooh, but I'm not concerned. If we lose more players to the portal, then I'm going to start getting concerned that if we don't have a coach yet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking, like you said, we expected a big to enter. We also have a huge logjam at point guard, especially when Cheyenne started just running point, and both Julia and Lachey were coming off the bench. Like, that's a lot of point guard. And Allie, you know, fell completely out of the rotation. So again, not necessarily surprising that they entered. Yeah, it didn't really open up a big hole roster wise. It's more just like, you know, we like these players.
Because unlike the men's team, we actually had a lot of depth.
Yeah.
So, and we've got some really good players coming in next year, including Leah Harmon, who was on our show.
Yeah, no, and so yeah, so there's players that are going to need minutes. Yeah. So,
my girl Z is still on the team, so I'm happy.
Yeah, Z and
Tosh.
Tosh, they just did a feature on Tosh, so I think Tosh is probably pretty rock solid there.
Which is good because I think Tosh got better throughout the season. Like towards the end of the year,
it'll be fascinating to see how the new coach, like the systems they run and stuff we've been doing.
Because the two bigs that stayed are very athletic.
Yeah, but also like that's the thing Coach Meyer likes to play two bigs and.
Yeah.
Don't know if there's going to be two bigs playing anymore. We'll see.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I mean, if you only do a one big system, they're still both going to get a lot of minutes, especially because Z loves to get in foul trouble.
Well, I don't know if she loves it. It happens, but.
Well, you know what I mean. She's like Norchad, man. It's like stupid fouls, too. So.
Yeah, I don't expect anyone else to really enter the portal unless the new coach comes in and is kind of like, get out.
I will say, though, I'm going to miss Jada so much next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, she was gone anyway.
I know she was gone anyway because it's her last year eligibility, but I'm going to miss her. Steady Jada.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty obvious Jazz is coming back because she broke up publicly with Julia on the socials.
Yeah, sad. They're besties.
I know. I hung out with them. Technically, I was supposed to be interviewing them, but more hung out with them and Coach.
Yeah.
At 8 freaking a.m. they put us
in. You're just sad because Julia is a Popeyes.
We can still get her on the show if we need to, man. There's no principles in this game. We're getting crushed over here.
The next Chick-fil-A, I'm gonna have to. I mean, I guess I could if they have a little name could fit right here, but I'm gonna have to put like.
It's okay. You can just put the first couple letters and just put gobbledygook after it. It's fine, right?
Like your last name.
That's an inside joke for Buckets.
I can't pronounce Vish's last name.
You can't pronounce the first syllable.
Putting this in the chat.
It's purse. The first syllable is parse. Smurf.
It's actually Smurf. Not. It's actually not purse. I cannot believe you actually.
Par. P-A-R.
It's P-A-R-A. So like.
Parasuraman. Parasuraman. I don't know how
to say it. See, there, you got it. Close enough.
Is it right?
And not all the way. It was pretty damn close. Yeah,
close good enough.
Doesn't it end in like, doesn't it end in like ramen?
Yes.
Yeah. See.
So it's not bad. So you're almost there. That's the part you screwed up.
There we go. Well, me and Matt have very simple last names. So
is this the same account you were looking at, Melissa?
I would probably refresh by now, so I don't know. No, Cane Smoke.
I wouldn't be surprised if that is just, you know, amplifying that.
Yeah, I wouldn't read into that too much.
Well, we know he's doing it anyway. So if it becomes official now, then it becomes official.
Matt's birds are like hilarious.
Man, I should have done that parlay bet on the Lakers.
Good thing you got the window open, so they don't.
And Anthony Davis had good games.
We are nearing 1 year, the 1 year anniversary of the bird incident. The bird incident.
No, we're nearing the 1 year anniversary of the show because this time last year.
I don't even know when the show started.
No, this time last year the Final Four had ended.
I know, but when did we do the show only really started when all three of us came on together. And I don't remember when that was.
Shouldn't it start when Coach named it?
I feel like the show was not the show until all three of us were on it together.
I know, but Matt and I were on it separately. But Coach, I feel like the anniversary should be when Coach named it. That's when Buckets became Buckets.
So it's when I wasn't there.
See, this is what I'm saying. There's no show.
I know, but how do
you... At least you, okay, Melissa.
This is how dictatorships fall, man. Be careful.
But no, I'm just saying. Like,
kick me out, Vish. Bring Coach in here.
But I'm just saying, like, that's when the show was named. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, obviously the first time the three of us on.
To me, that is the inaugural, like, real Buckets.
Thank you, Vish.
So it's like the fake show and then the real show. So when was the first time all three of us? What was the date?
I have absolutely no idea. But I'm
going to have to scroll through the archives of Five Reasons Sports to find it.
Yeah, exactly. Disrespect. I mean, Matt and I were doing shows like during the tournament. Do those count?
I wasn't even a part of the network yet.
I know. Neither was Matt. He was doing charity work. He was volunteered. Raise his hand.
Well, you didn't really know me.
He saw, I didn't really know Matt other than from Twitter. He saw Man Down struggling over here, and he's like, I gotta help that guy.
Well, no, you retweeted some of the because I was tweeting a lot during the tournament.
Yeah.
With like random stats and stuff, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna join Vicious Show because I saw you were live." It was like
me
a
and
random
Matt
morning.
Didn't actually know each other until Houston.
I mean, you met Matt like 30 seconds after you met me.
Yeah, but me and you had talked. Matt didn't even know each other.
Well, I wasn't super active on Twitter at this like point, and so Vish called, and he was like. He's like, oh, yeah, like, we're going to go to Andre Johnson's thing, whatever. Like, do you know who Hoodie Girl is? And I was like, who? Like, Hoodie Girl? I was like, no, I'm not sure I do. And he's like, oh, from Twitter. I was like, oh, that's why. Like, I'm not really super on Twitter. But, yeah, met you in person.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Anyway, as Melissa's locked in on her extra screen or her screen froze, what do you think it is?
She froze.
She definitely froze.
Screenshot that.
gotta grab it.
It looks like one of those old like pictures. You know what?
This is karma like, for her screenshotting me before the show started. And all right, she's now back.
She is back.
She's back.
Looks like she was doing a photo shoot at Sears or something.
Don't worry.
I was clicking onto YouTube because I was going to see if I could scroll to find it, and my browser moved. And so when I clicked it, it turned my Wi-Fi off.
Anyway, so it was captured. Funny. It was captured. All right, a little bit more hoops, and then we got a Mount Rushmore. But so overall, let's go back to the men, because I think we talked about the women. And so much without a coach, it's so hard to even like.
Yeah.
Because there might still be more churn on the women when the new coach comes in. If the relationship isn't there, we'll see. Haven't really seen any rumors other than the fake when the USF coach started. So, by the way, you can. I don't care who has their what sources. I can tell you right now, you can tell it's fake when. Oh yeah, we were really aggressively trying to get him, but he couldn't leave USF, and then there's no other candidates for like another week. We clearly are waiting for the tournament to play out before actually starting. Like. Really getting serious about candidates. So anyway, bullshit rumor confirmed. But on the men's side, so we do have right now, let's just assume one of the small forwards come back. I know we talked about where we go, but that puts us at 6 to 7 players, depending on which. How many more do you think? And then the three high school ones, do you think we're going to go 1-2 more in the portal? What are we thinking portal-wise?
I think 2 is the magic number.
Because we're probably about 8-ish right now.
I'd say at least 1, but I would like to get 2.
Matt. Yeah, I think I would try to get at least 2 more, yeah.
And we're thinking definitely 1 needs to be like a ball handling guard.
Yeah.
And 100%. Then, and
like a secondary playmaker that can create their own shot.
And then the other one probably depends on who comes back, I guess, right? But yeah. I guess at this point, so unfortunately these things don't happen in sequence, right? So there's no universe in which we don't need a backup point guard that can handle the ball. So you're Coach L right now, and you're not, let's assume like he doesn't have more information than we do. You're not sure on the 3 small forwards, but probably think you're going to get one back. It's probably a safe bet. You're not sure on Norchad. Where are you attacking? Because you both said you wanted 2. One's definitely point guard. What other position are you attacking?
Assuming Norchad leaves, another big.
No, you don't know. right now you're Coach L, right? I'm trying to do two things. One, I think it's an interesting topic too, shows you the difficulty these coaches have, which DJ Irving talked about with us in the preseason, right? Okay, so you don't know.
I'd get another big.
So you're thinking center, power forward? What are we thinking? Like traditional big? I know you're.
I would get like a bigger wing.
But like someone to play like the three.
Yeah, three or four. Yeah, okay. Like a tweener. Yeah.
I mean, where are you getting a freshman big, dude? Mike needs to go.
Mike's not coming back. Mike's in the portal. He's gone.
Mike needs to go. He needs to go somewhere else, and then he can transfer again next to your favorite air style. I might actually go. I think we could use another shooting guard. Because I know Jaleel's going to start and play a ton, but there's like nothing behind there. Because I think Schwartz is definitely more of a three, and the other guys were, you know, assuming one of the three comes back, also more of a three. I don't like our guard. I think we really only have like two guards on this team right now.
Yeah, I think it should just be like a combo guard, a guy that can play man and score, not necessarily like a true point guard or what have you, like just someone that can do a little bit of both. I know that Trey Dinkins was a name that
right.
really after. I think that's someone that would kind of fill.
What do you think happened there? Because he visited, right?
I don't think he visited.
He was the one that was supposed to visit, right? Who visited on April 1st?
Brandon Johnson.
That was Brandon Johnson.
Oh, I thought Dinkins also was visiting.
I don't think so. Unless I didn't see it.
I mean, you would have been more up to it on that than I will. So
no, you never know, man. Give yourself more credit.
Yeah, I don't stay up with the news as much as you do. Although I do read the group chats.
What group chat?
Ours. He's digging at us because we don't.
I know. I'm joking. It was down for a little bit though, so obviously you didn't read it during that time. Me and Melissa did.
We were texting. It was like, yo, it won't let me send photos.
I was at work doing work stuff.
I just worked 5 days in a row. I had today off.
You had a day off in the middle there, I feel.
I worked 2 12-hour shifts, had one day off, and then worked 3 12-hour shifts.
So when she said 5 days in a row, Matthew, what did you think? Because I believe I heard day off in the middle there.
When you work nights, one day off in between it's like nothing.
Day off is day off. Is this just because it's Vernon Carey's son? Because absolutely not a take.
Bronny James entered the portal.
Well, Matt, your thoughts on that?
Are we really going to talk about this?
I brought it up just because.
Well, I mean, we don't have to like do a full breakdown.
Did he actually enter the portal though? Because I saw something after that he hasn't like officially and stuff.
Well, his name's not officially in the portal yet, but it was announced he was entering the portal.
I mean, he's another one. I'll just say.
He's not going to come here. Like,
yeah, no, I
don't want him here.
I'll say
it's too much hysteria and.
But I'll say two things with that. One is, agree. He's not coming here. Two, he's definitely an NIL's been brokered already before he hits the portal. So unless we have a lot of money, because it does. It's not even basketball. Like, you got LeBron James' son. That's a cash influx to your program. So you got to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. So, and LeBron's a businessman. The money.
He's gonna go to a Nike school too, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, probably. That's where the relationship is.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. Whoever it is already brokered. All
you need is sponsored by Skechers now, so anything's possible.
Big men don't sell shoes.
Isn't anything is possible? The Adidas slogan or one of them.
I thought Adidas' slogan was the brand with the three stripes.
Three stripe life.
Oh, I think Adidas is impossible as nothing.
All right. Are we doing Mount Rushmore?
I mean, I think so. Is there any other hoops stuff?
I don't know. Should we ask Canes, Cats, Heat?
Matt.
Go Beach.
Go Beach.
Oh, look. I have this handy. Jordan Miller.
Yeah. Oh,
I just realized it was to the side here.
Cam McGusty. Yes, Tim James is always watching over me now, thanks to Matt.
You're welcome.
Oh, this was thanks to Nate.
These were thanks to my bank account.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.